Are you suggesting that this is a knife I hold in my hand? Have you gone mad, my husband? Or is it I who am mad? Yes, of course, that's it. I am mad. I'm always losing things and hiding things, and I can never find them. I don't know where I put them. That was a knife, wasn't it? And I have lost it.
Oh,
I must look for it, mustn't I? If I don't find it, you'll put me in the madhouse. Perhaps it's behind this picture. Yes, it must be here. No. How can a mad woman help her husband to escape?
But you're not mad.
Yes, I am mad, as my mother was mad.
No, Paula. That wasn't true.
Because I am mad, I hate you. Because I am mad, I have betrayed you. And because I am mad, I'm rejoicing in my heart without a shred of pity, without a shred of regret, watching you go with glory in my heart.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, August 29th, 2017. Today is the birthday of legendary Swedish-born actress Ingrid Bergman, born in Stockholm in 1915. Her mother died when she was just 3 years old, and her father passed when she was only 12. After his death, she was left in the care of an unmarried aunt who also died within months, and Ingrid eventually spent her teenage years with an uncle and his family. As an adolescent, she appeared as a film extra, in addition to acting in productions at the private school she attended. After graduating in 1933, she studied at the Royal Dramatic Theatre School in Stockholm for a year, and then made her professional stage debut. In 1936, she made the film that would change her life, Intermezzo, which tells the story of a famous violinist who has an affair with his daughter's piano teacher. Her performance caught the attention of Hollywood film producer David O. Selznick, who bought the rights to do a remake of the film in Hollywood. In 1939, at his request, she made the transition to America, beginning a career that would span 5 decades, win her 3 Oscars, 2 Emmys, and a Tony Award, and see her image rise and fall and then rise again. The combined forces of her angelic natural beauty and Selznick's desire to cast her in wholesome parts won her an impeccable image that would follow her throughout the 1930s and 40s. She married Swedish dentist Peter Lindstrom in 1937 and gave birth to a daughter the next year. Her most famous and enduring role came in 1942 when she played Humphrey Bogart's long-lost love Ilsa in the wartime romance Casablanca. She won her first Academy Award as Best Actress for her portrayal of a Victorian housewife who was being driven to insanity by her husband in the 1944 film Gaslight. The next year, she was nominated for Best Actress again for the film The Bells of St. Mary's. Then she worked on 2 movies with Alfred Hitchcock, Spellbound and Notorious, opposite Cary Grant. Many consider this second Hitchcock film to be her very finest work. In 1949, her life changed when she wrote a fan letter to Italian director Roberto Rossellini, expressing a desire to work in one of his movies. He agreed, and during the production of the film that followed, Ingrid and Rossellini began an affair that would change her previous wholesome image forever and cause her to lose many fans in the United States. She returned to Hollywood in 1956 to star in Anastasia. The end of her exile further rejuvenated her career, and she began to regain much of her former popularity in the United States, in addition to winning another Oscar for Best Actress. In 1974, she won a Best Actress award in a supporting role for Murder on the Orient Express. In 1975, she learned that she had developed breast cancer. Despite her failing health, she continued to work and completed her last film, Autumn Sonata, in 1978. Her last acting role was in the 1982 television miniseries A Woman Called Golda, in which she portrayed Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir, a role that won her both an Emmy and a Golden Globe. Then, on August 29, 1982, her 67th birthday, she lost her 7-year battle with cancer and died in her London home, leaving a legacy of 50 remarkable films. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 29th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.